and welcome to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast, where we offer suggestions and information about balancing your hormones naturally so that you can start taking action today. I'm excited to be here today with you, sharing my experiences and the experiences of my clients in hopes that you will learn so much about how you should truly feel when you take the action steps to a life full of hormone harmony. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the 5 Lifestyle Hacks for Menopause and Weight Loss. So far in the training, we have covered nutrition, weight training, and sleep, and how they are affected by our hormones, you know, because our hormones are dropping as we age, as we go through menopause, and why it's harder for us to lose weight during this time. Notice I said that it's harder, but it's not impossible. So if you think about all the things that I've talked about, so this is, you know, the 5 lifestyle hacks. So these are lifestyle things that you can address and fix and focus on to help you to finally lose weight, to help you not only lose weight, but just to feel better as you're going through these menopausal years, because they can be challenging for sure, because we have so much going on in our lives. We're so busy. We have all the things going on in our life, you know, kids, parents, whatever it is, work, school, so much. But if we focus, just take the moment first, take a moment to think about, I need to do this for me because I am truly falling apart. And if I don't take care of my body and myself right now, what's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to me long term down the road? What's going to happen with my health? So when you stop and just take a part of these lifestyle pieces and start implementing them into your life, I guarantee that you are going to feel better and you're going to start to have that life that you always wanted, okay? Or that you so much deserve, especially in the last half of your life. Okay, so if you missed all the talks that I've done, like the nutrition, the weight training, movement, the sleep, go back, listen to them. They're still on my page. You can check them out. There's some great stuff in there. And then again, always great takeaways. So make sure that you have a notebook. So take some notes. And these little takeaways are things that you can start implementing and start easing your way back to a healthy and happy life again. Okay, if you are here, do hashtag I'm here, or if you are watching in the replay, hashtag replay. I appreciate see who is tuning in because it doesn't always show me when I'm watching. Okay, today, number 4, we are talking about chronic stress and how it sabotages your weight loss goals. So when I talk about these lifestyle hacks, I may not have talked about them in order that they should be addressed. I would say if you are not addressing your stress, that is the number one thing you should focus on before you address any of the other things. Because if you start to manage your stress, all the other things are going to fall into place so much easier. Because if you're in a constant state of overwhelm and overload and constantly going, you're not going to be able to focus on all these other things. So start here. And we all know that stress is not going anywhere, right? Our lives overall are just higher stress than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. So if we live in this world of ongoing stress, we have to find a way to manage it or it's literally going to kill us, okay? Chronic stress is a persistent state of tension that can wreak havoc on your physical and mental health, and unfortunately, it's quite common during menopause. Our bodies, because of those dropping hormones that I've talked about all throughout or earlier in the week, as those hormones are dropping, especially our progesterone, we feel more anxiety, we feel more anxious, we feel more overwhelmed. So if we don't learn to manage what's going on in our life, we're going to constantly continue to feel like that. So, and you know that menopause belly that we talked about yesterday, yep, that is also from too much stress on your body. And remember cortisol, like we've touched base on all these, so you can see these hormones that keep coming up again and again, these are all happening because you're in your perimenopausal, menopausal stage. Cortisol, the stress hormone, this is how our body responds to perceived threats, whether it's a bear chasing us or something bad that happened at work. Our bodies don't know the difference. All it knows that it needs to respond. And while short-term bursts of cortisol are helpful for dealing with those immediate challenges, If you're having this happen time after time, chronic stress, your cortisol is being elevated over and over and over again, it's going to cause a lot of health issues. And as your cortisol is elevated, it's going to trigger fat storage, which is normally going to happen around the belly area. So it could either be from your hormones dropping, or it could be from you being stressed out, or it could be from all of the above. So in this belly fat that we accumulate, otherwise known as visceral fat, is associated with increased health risks like diabetes, heart disease, and even certain cancers. And when your cortisol levels are elevated for a long period of time, it can contribute to weight gain. You're going to have trouble losing weight. It's going to give you high blood pressure. You're going to have a weakened immune system. You're going to get sick more often. You're going to have more anxiety, more depression, and you're going to have difficulty sleeping. So as I mentioned at the beginning, this is where you should start. This is where you should start is managing your stress, because then all the other pieces will be easier to tackle or handle or manage, whatever you want to say. I touched base on insulin a few times over the last couple of trainings. So cortisol also disrupts your body's ability to utilize insulin effectively. And remember, we talked about how insulin affects your body. This leads to insulin resistance, where this is where your cells become less responsive to that insulin signal to take up glucose from the bloodstream. And then what happens? Higher blood sugar levels and further cravings. Like, this is when the cravings start. So we get stressed. Our cortisol levels go up. We become more insulin resistant. Then we want sugary foods. We want the fatty foods. And these are the things that are keeping you from losing weight. This is all similar to the effect that not sleeping has on your body, right? Not sleeping. Cortisol levels go up. We want the sugary foods. We want the fatty foods. We want the caffeine, all the things that are going to continue to spike that cortisol and keep us from losing weight. When we're feeling overwhelmed, what do? When we're stressed out, overwhelmed, we want comfort foods, right? Unhealthy foods. Because no one ever craves broccoli when they're stressed out. Am I right? If you are that person, let me know. This is something that I work on with many of my clients, because stress eating is something that happens so often with so many women. And it has to do with your mindset too, right? And instead of stress eating, you need to figure out something else that you can do when those stressful times happen. Because by choosing to binge after a stressful situation, it's not only not helping your hormones, but it's not helping you lose weight either. When we are stressed out, we don't sleep, and then we eat junk. And that's that vicious cycle that we need to put an end to. So how can we do that? How can we manage this overwhelming, stressful life? First of all, stop talking about it like it's an overwhelming, stressful life. We know it's there. The more you say, I'm stressed, the more your body feels the stress. I, for one, am someone who used to do this all the time running a business. I've felt overwhelmed and stressed all the time, and I would speak it. I would say, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out. I have so much to do. Guess what? I felt overwhelmed and stressed out. As soon as I stopped telling myself that I was overwhelmed and stressed out, I felt more calm. I still had the same amount of stuff to do. I still had all the things that needed to be done, but I felt more ease in my body. So think about that too. Like, how are you speaking to yourself, and what is your mind telling you? Because we believe a lot of what our words say. So what can we do to help to manage this stress, right? So the first thing is to find ways to promote joy or self-care in your life a few times a week. So whether it's a massage, time with your friends, maybe you're grabbing your favorite coffee, working out, we talked about that, a good way to manage stress, or maybe even just a 10-minute walk to break up your day, okay? These are some things you can implement in your daily life, in your weekly life, in your monthly life, and it could be whatever you want it to be. Just think of something that promotes your self-care for you and promotes joy in your body. Makes you feel good. These are things that, again, you should be scheduling every month. They give you that reprieve from that crazy world you're living in, right? I'm looking forward to that massage because I'm feeling so stressed out. Or, you know what? I'm going to go work out because I've had a long, stressful day. Great. Awesome. That's perfect. Work it out. Those endorphins, remember, they're going to release that cortisol in a good way versus storing it on your body for fat. A second way is for the ongoing stress in your life. To help manage this, maybe it's doing daily meditations. I like the app called Insight Timer. I may have mentioned it earlier, probably for the sleep. I love this app. There's so many different meditations. And I can pull out, you can pull out ones that you feel are going to be helpful to you, that resonate with you. And what I do is I pull one out and I will just lay down and kind of rest my body and rest my mind as I listen to it. Sometimes I fall asleep. But these, you can do 5 minutes. You can do them up to hours if you want. So there's things for everything. And here's the thing. I'm not a person that's going to sit with my legs crossed and my hands up and meditate. It's just not my personality. I would go absolutely bonkers. But for me to listen to somebody speak and I just kind of clear my mind, it actually has worked so much. I've been doing it for a long time, for almost over a year or about a year. And I actually feel so much better. Like I can feel more calm in my body, even in those stressful situations when they do arise. Or maybe what you need to do is some nightly journaling. It could be nightly or right away in the morning. Most of us are running around crazy. We don't have time in the morning, but at night, right before bed, a great thing to do to help calm you down before you go to bed. Remember, I talked about this yesterday. And what you want to do is start with all the things that are on your mind. Just get it off your mind. Put it down, whether it's good things, bad things, whatever that happened. Maybe it's just something you need to work through in your mind. But then always end it with three things that you're grateful for. It's a great way to end your day and a great way to begin tomorrow, because you've put all the things out of your mind and then you're starting fresh the following day. And the next, another thing you could do is think about time management. If your schedule is all over the place, because this, I have a lot of clients come in and they're like, I have so much going on, I don't even know where to start. If that's your schedule, if that's how you feel, because you have kids, you're running around, you have a job, you have a husband, you have all these things going on, maybe sitting down and looking at what is going on can help to calm your nerves a little bit. Like I said, I make my clients do this if they have super busy lives so we can organize things or kind of get things on a schedule so that they don't feel so overwhelmed. So what you do on this calendar, it's a time calendar. So it'd be Monday through Sunday with the time starting from the time you wake up. So whatever time that is, and cutting off at 10 o'clock at night, because you should be getting to bed around then. And then what you want to do first, go through the whole month, enter any appointments for you or your kids, then your kids' activities if you have kids, and then your work schedule. Okay, when you're working, what time's over. Next, you want to add in your workouts, when you could do some food prep and do some grocery shopping. Yes, put that in there. That's important. Instead of waiting to the last minute and then not having any idea what you're going to eat for dinner, that's going to cause more stress. And the last thing is the self-care part that we just talked about. Put in there if you want a massage, if you're going to, you know, I've been scheduling appointments with friends and scheduling my massage and scheduling, you know, doctor's appointments, trying to get it all in, and I schedule it out so I'm not overwhelmed and doing it all in 1 week. Do this for an entire month and it will help to ease that I have so much going on to, wow, look at this. I actually have some free time today. I've had many clients tell me that. They're like, wow, I have like 3 blocks of time right here on this day. I didn't realize I had. I thought I was just running like a chicken with my head cut off, right? Then you can either leave that empty, maybe do some meditating, maybe go for a walk, maybe spend time with, add more self-care, or just leave it open. Last way to manage stress is the in-the-moment stress things that happen, right? This is if you, let's say you get a bad email at work, or you're stuck in traffic and you're already running late. Instead of letting those cortisol levels drive more belly fat to your body, do some deep breathing in that moment. It's super simple. You can do it anywhere at any time. You may not want to close your eyes, but so you want to do is take a nice big inhale through your nose. And I just listened to a podcast, and on there they said that to take one more inhale. So you inhale and another quick one, hold, and then exhale all the air out till you have no air left in your belly, in your lungs. Like all the way out. So your exhale should be longer than your inhale. Do that about 3 to 4 times. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow your HPA axis, which is your hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, to calm down. That's your, like, what controls all the stress in your body. And so if we can calm that down, that can calm your whole body's central nervous system down, make you feel better, make you feel more calm in the moment. And then the cortisol levels aren't going to drive up, and you're not going to get more belly fat, right? So, but you're also just going to feel more at ease and be like, okay, I can do this. I can get through this, right? and handle the situation, whatever it may be. Something I want you to keep in mind is that managing stress, it's not just about losing weight. It's super crucial to getting a handle on your overall health, right? I talked about this at the beginning. There's so many health issues and health things that can come up if you are in a constant state of stress. It is not healthy on your body. It will break you down and you're going to end up at the doctor. You're going to end up sick all the time and you're not going to be the true, empowered, wonderful, amazing woman that you should be. So let's focus on this. Let's focus on managing your stress. And by incorporating some of the strategies into your life that I talked about, you can break the cycle of stress-induced weight gain and move closer to your health goals, overall health, overall feeling better in your body. So that's it for today. I would love for you to share your biggest takeaway on how, about what you learned through this. If there's anything new that you came up with or like something that, oh, I'm going to try that to help manage my stress. Or is there a way that you manage your stress? I would love to hear that. So go ahead and post that for me below. Tomorrow is the last day of the 5 lifestyle hacks. And then I'm going to be talking about how toxins are affecting your hormones and keeping you losing weight. Thanks again for joining me. I really, really appreciate you tuning in and taking the time to watch these videos. Like I said, my whole overall goal is just to educate women because I want you to truly feel as good as you deserve to feel, especially through your menopausal years and beyond. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow for the last day of the hormone hacks to help you lose weight. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks and Hormones podcast. And if you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with your friends by sharing it in your stories and tagging me on Instagram at Fit Chicks and Hormones or on Facebook at Angie Marone. And if you have a free minute, a review would be great too. Feel free to message me with any questions either on Facebook or Instagram. I love helping women move through their hormonal years with ease.